really fun to keep yourself in okay shape, but then don't have any pressures about anything. Just enjoying the sports and sometimes have the competitions to motivate yourself to train a little bit harder or to have some goals. I love goals.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the NEDA podcast. My name is Hans Christian Smedsrød, and today we'll be talking to Minna Kauppi. She won the 21k race at the Bodom Trail in Finland this past weekend. Some of you might have heard of Minna before. She is a highly decorated orienteer. In fact, she is a 9-time world champion. It's been 8 years since she did any serious orienteering. Now she's a mom of two. And as you'll hear in this episode, this is not an official comeback. This was maybe just a one-off race, but who knows? She might show up at the final in Fyri in Norway in September. As you might know, the runners that podium at one of the 8 Golden Trail National Series Nordic races earn a so-called golden ticket to the final. This episode is brought to you by Salomon. Thank you, Salomon, for helping me produce and document this year's Golden Trail National Series Nordic events. Let's start this episode with Minna Kauppi, and as we say in Norwegian, god lyttings.
Nå det alvor.
Hello, this is another one, baby.
Hey.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I mixed up the time zones.
Yeah, I thought you would, or I didn't think about it beforehand, but when I saw that you are not here, so.
Yeah.
Yes, we can also do this later, or...
We can do it later if you want.
Yeah, it's fine for me, actually. My husband can take the kids now, but okay. Out of the daycare, but yes. Okay. But I guess this won't take too long.
No. I just need a race recap.
Okay.
From Bodom Trail and some background info, because I understand your history of... you have a history of orienteering.
Yes, that's true. My history is orienteering, actually. Yeah, I quit my career in, it was about, 8 years ago already. So it's been a while and I haven't been training too much after that, but I have been running all the time.
Okay.
Just for fun.
Yeah, you're a 9-time world champion, I saw on your Instagram.
Yeah. So that was my thing. Wow. And that's why it's quite easy for me to run on trails as well, because most of my training was always on the trails. I guess I've been running on the trails before the trail running competitions were invented.
Mm, so, you're a trail running hipster.
Yeah, just like many other orienteers.
Yeah, all right. Why did you stop orienteering? Why did you stop being a professional orienteer?
Well, I was getting old. I wanted to have a family injuries. So too many reasons. And also I had accomplished all my dreams. I was, I had won almost everything I wanted. So I was kind of feeling satisfied. And when you are feeling satisfied, that means that you are not developing anymore. And that kind of was my problem. Yeah, too many injuries and... maybe not too much will to work with them anymore that much.
Yeah, that's a really good reason. A really good reason.
Yeah.
So was this a kind of a comeback? Is this the first time you're racing after you quit orienteering?
No, actually I have been orienteering with my club mates all the time. I love relays because that's like club thing, you know, with having fun with friends. And I've been doing... some trail running competitions also. Well, actually, this was my third, so not too many. But yes, I've been active and I haven't quit sports totally. But yes, this is not a comeback, I wouldn't say. Yeah. I haven't really been training that much.
So how do you train?
Well, last year I trained less than 300 hours in total. So mostly with my kids. And then when I have spare time and I want to use it to myself, I always go running. So that's my thing. But actually, I have been running now more than last year. So maybe 6 times per week, 5 to 15 kilometers, mostly on trails, but also with our carriage, you know, with the kids.
Yeah. And how old are your kids?
2 and 4, 6.
Okay.
So quite young still.
Yeah.
But yes, I have been training a little bit more because I have all the orienteers that still continue orienteering. We love Jukolan Viesti. You know Jukola Rile. Have you ever heard of it?
No, no.
So you don't really know orienteering, do you?
No, I don't know anything about orienteering.
Okay. Where are you from?
Norway.
Norway, and yes. You don't know anything about orienteering. You don't know any names. You don't know Kasper Fosser or...
Yeah, yeah. I know like that, but I'm not into it, you know.
Okay, so yeah, but I thought that you maybe know the sports at least, because it's quite, well, popular in Norway as well, at least in some parts maybe.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Jukola is this relay with night legs in... Oh, do you know, have you ever heard of Tiumila?
No. No, okay. Sorry. Okay,
these are these huge relays. In Jukola, we have about 20,000 runners in orienteering, yes, wow. In the relay.
Wow.
So that's like a huge midsummer party, so to say. And it's like a club relay, and the clubs are really training hard for just one goal, and that's it, Jukola, for Finnish clubs at least. And then there is also this Swedish Tiumila, which is maybe more important for the Swedes. But they also love Jukola because it's bigger and more beautiful. Yeah, well, anyway, so that Jukola is my goal every summer. And I'm always trying to get my my pace a bit more, bit better for Jukola. But that's more or less it. When is it?
Yeah.
It's in June, in the middle of June.
Okay.
So quite, only 2 months left. But anyway, so that's always the big goal for the summer. And then otherwise, just other things and life. But also always running because I love running. That's like my own time. The place, like the pads are the place where I enjoy being.
Sweet. Tell me about the race. How did it go?
Well, I thought that maybe it would be too long for me, 21 kilometers, since, yeah, I guess you have to train more to be able to do a perfect performance for that race. But still, I tried to start quite easily. But still, it felt like we were running really slowly. And I suppose I know that I'm really good at running downhills because of orienteering, you know.
Yeah.
It's even more challenging to run downhills in orienteering. So I felt that in the beginning, there were these groups that were going too slowly. And then I had to pass them in the best places because I thought that even though I have to take it easy in the beginning and not run faster than 4 minutes per kilometer, not even on the road. So I was trying to be careful with that. Still, yeah, I guess I started quite okay. But then at 10 kilometers, hamstring. There was lightning, I would say. I don't know what happened. Now it's a bit... broken, I guess, or maybe that I really hope that it's only a cramp. But yeah, at 10 kilometers, I really thought that, oh no, do I really have to just run 12 kilometers? Because that would have been a possibility. And I had decided to take the longer course because it was a challenge for me to run 21. Well, then it warmed up a little bit and I was able to continue, even though it didn't feel too right to do that, maybe. But yeah, when you are competing, then you don't really realize or even feel the pain. The adrenaline really helps you. So I continued and it went quite okay. But I have to be honest, I guess my fitness is not enough for 21 kilometers. I saw it in the paces. I was watching my watch and even though I was on the road, the pace was going down all the time in the end. So I guess 15 kilometers I would have been okay with this training, but otherwise I should train more.
Mm.
Also have more muscular power.
Yes. Are you going to do any more trail races this season?
Well, I haven't planned. I get a ticket to Norway.
Yes.
But I don't know. It feels that I'm not. I guess I could have been running that same competition like almost 10 minutes faster when I was athlete. So it feels like I'm like representing Finland somewhere. I'm not in that shape. It's different for those people that I haven't been on top. But I guess I'm running so much slower at the moment than I should or could if I trained. So I'm not sure if I will go there.
Yeah, you don't have to decide now. But I mean, you have the potential. If you just put in the hours, you can do quite well.
I could maybe, but I'm usually quite much alone with the kids in the summertime because my husband is a drummer in a rock band.
All right.
So he's going around all the summer. So usually I'm not training more during the summers. I'm just running after my kids who are really actually fast kids. So I really have to run with them as well. But still, so there are other things in my life at the moment and other rules, I would say. So I think it's really nice to have this challenge to run 21K. And if I had time to train and if I had time to take that trip, I don't even know if I have time to take a trip like that in the fall because of work and all that. But it would be really great to try. Yeah.
Yeah. It would be nice to see you there.
Trail running is really fun. Mm. I love it.
And you know, if you go to Norway and you win, or you do well, you get to go to the final in Italy. So now you have a full career of mountain running ahead of you.
Yeah, that would be dangerous.
Yes.
Then I would be addicted again and started running and all that. Well,
no.
I'm too satisfied with this doing the sports that I do it right now. It's really fun to keep yourself in okay shape, but then don't have any pressures about anything. Just enjoying the sports and sometimes have the competitions to motivate yourself to train a little bit harder or to have some goals. I love goals.
Yeah, training for health.
Yeah, that's true. But still, I like goals as well. So that's why the trail running competition in the fall would be quite much fun to have one goal there as well. But as I said, I have some little bit small issues that I have to take care in the summer. So maybe that's not an option.
I understand. Well, thanks for taking your time.
Yeah, you're welcome. I was maybe the most non-professional trail runner you ever interviewed. But
No. Then you haven't listened to my podcast.
Actually, I've never listened to any podcast. Well,
really?
There's no time. No. And when I'm running, I never listen to anything because I want to listen to my own thoughts and just have the flow. I never listen to anyone, not even music.
Do you run on trails or do you run off trails?
Usually on trails.
On trails, yeah. Because I spoke to an orienteer a couple of years ago, and he said what we are doing is not forest running because we follow the trails.
Yeah, well, that's true. But mostly when we train, even orienteers, we use trails, you know, just for normal running. But then, of course, when we go on orienteering, we run in the woods. That's different. But in trail running, there are so many ex-orienteers, like, I guess, Judith Wieder. I don't know if you know her.
No.
Well, she's one of the best, I guess, in women's, but she's been injured.
But Tove Alexandersson, for example.
Yeah, Tove. Yeah. Well, she's an orienteer, but I guess she's run a few competitions.
Yeah, and she normally does very good when she turns up in the mountains. Yeah.
Yeah, she's really talented. Yeah, and also in men's class now, I think Fredrik Tranchant.
Yes.
He switched from orienteering to trail running, and well, there are many other names that are ex-orienteers that have quit their careers and then start running on trails. Many guys, and also Juho Ylinen, the guy who won men's class.
I just talked to him.
Yeah, for the podcast. He's also orienteer. Yeah, but. I guess now he's more or less trail runner.
Yeah, that it seems like it. He's training for the world championships right now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Okay. No, but you have a nice day, and I hope to see you in Fyri. If you turn up, that's cool. If you don't, that's also cool.
Yeah, I've seen the scenery. It would be really great to be there. Just give me some more hours for the days, then it will be possible.
Okay. It was nice chatting.
Yeah, you too. Yeah. Have fun and enjoy your spring.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. And those of us who are here to entertain. We're here to entertain you, bitch.